Chapter 5. Reaper. She stares at the gun in my hand, her green eyes wide.
I don't.
I hesitate, weighing the decision. Putting a weapon in the hands of someone untrained is dangerous, but leaving her defenseless feels worse. It's simple, I say, turning the gun to show her the basics. Safety is here, on now. Which means it won't fire. Off when you push it down. I demonstrate without actually disengaging it. Point and pull the trigger. It's got kickback, so be prepared for that. She reaches for it, her slender fingers wrapping around the grip with unexpected determination.
Like this?
Move your index finger off the trigger until you're ready to shoot, I correct, and keep it pointed down. She adjusts her hold, the concentration on her face reminding me of Emma when she was learning something new. I hope you don't need it, I say, retrieving a spare magazine from the drawer. But if someone comes through that door who isn't me or one of my brothers, safety off, aim for center mass, and keep pulling the trigger until they stop moving. She nods. And I can see her memorizing the instructions.
I understand.
I should leave it at that. Should tell her to lock herself in my room until I return. Should keep her as far from danger as possible. But something in her expression stops me. You'll be safe here at the clubhouse, I say, watching her reaction. Ghost is leaving two prospects behind as security. I want to come with you, she says, her voice stronger than I've heard it yet. No. The response is automatic, protective.
Please.
She sets down the gun. I need to see it. I need to see them taken down. It's not going to be pretty, Evelyn.
Nothing about this is pretty.
Her eyes harden.
For once... I want to be on the outside. I want to see them caged, hurt, afraid, like they made us feel.
I understand the need for vengeance better than most. It's a visceral hunger that can consume you if you let it, but it can also bring a closure nothing else provides. You could get hurt.
I've already been hurt.
She takes a step closer, and I resist the urge to back away. Not out of fear, but because her proximity does something to my self-control.
I need this. Please.
The word please from her lips shouldn't affect me the way it does. I've had women beg me for many things over the years. For mercy. For pleasure, for forgiveness. None have moved me like this simple request from a woman who's lost everything, but still has the courage to seek justice. You stay in the vehicle, I finally say. You stay down if I tell you to. You follow every order without question. Clear? Relief floods her face.
Clear.
Get changed. There are clothes in the dresser in my room. Bottom drawer has smaller items that might fit better. 3 minutes. She nods and hurries out. I take a moment to center myself, to shift into the mindset required for what's coming. This isn't just a territorial defense or a business operation. This is a rescue mission, with the additional complication of having Evelyn along. Ghost appears in the doorway, eyebrow raised.
Everything okay, boss?
She's coming with us. His other eyebrow joins the first.
That's a bad idea.
Probably.
And you're doing it anyway.
Yep. He sighs, shaking his head. She's got you twisted up. Focus on the job, I say, not denying it, because there's no point. Ghost knows me too well.
What's our count?
7 of us, fully armed. Blade is still watching the warehouse. The rest and one of the prospects are prepping the van.
The sheriff?
Conveniently responding to a situation on the other side of town. Anonymous tip about a meth lab.
I nod, appreciating Ghost's thoroughness.
We go in fast and quiet. Primary objective is securing the girls. Secondary is capturing anyone we can question.
And if they resist?